International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 1. Day 2. Morning Nourishment. Romans 12:5. So we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. 1 Corinthians 12:12. For even as the body is one and has many members, yet all the members of the body, being many, are one body, so also is the Christ. Brothers and sisters, if God grants us light and if we see God's truth, we will admit that God is after the same vessel today that He ordained at the beginning. This vessel is the church. In other words, God is not after an individual vessel today, but a corporate one. Since God is after a corporate vessel, His children must be brought to the awareness of the body of Christ and the body life. Otherwise, they are useless in His hand and can never fulfill His goal. If the churches are just golden, they cannot satisfy God. God says that the churches are golden lampstands because golden lampstands shine and enlighten. God desires the church to be a shining vessel, a vessel of testimony. From the beginning, God has ordained that the church be a lampstand. The church, not individuals, is a lampstand before the Lord. It is not enough just to be golden, and it is not enough just to be of God. There must be the shining for God and the testimony for Him before the church can be considered the lampstand. Today's reading. The vessel God is after is a corporate one. Therefore, we have to learn to live the body life. In order to live the body life, we have to deny the natural life and be judged and dealt with by God in a deep way. We must learn obedience, and we must also learn fellowship. The book of Acts was not actually ended, rather, it was left open that more may be added. The reason for this must have been that the work of the Holy Spirit in preaching Christ for His propagation, multiplication, and spread through the believers of Christ was not yet completed and needed to be continued for a long period of time. Such an evangelistic work for Christ's propagation, multiplication, and spread is according to God's New Testament economy for the producing of many sons for God, that they might be the members of Christ to constitute His body for the carrying out of God's eternal plan and the fulfillment of His eternal will. This is revealed in detail in the 21 epistles and the book of Revelation, which follow this book. The church produced by Christ's propagation and multiplication is the sphere in which God is expressed and in which He reigns in Christ. Hence, the church becomes the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, along with Christ's propagation and multiplication, grows out of and spreads from God's life. Acts is a record of the spreading of Christ. It is also a record of the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God is the expansion of Christ. The gospel that is widely preached in this book is the very Christ as the gospel of Christ, and it is also the kingdom of God as the gospel of the kingdom of God. The preaching of such a gospel will continue and advance until the whole earth becomes the kingdom of Christ. In the four gospels, God was incarnated, passed through human living, died, and resurrected, thus completing Christ, the embodiment of the triune God. In Acts, this embodiment of God, as the life-giving Spirit, spreads Christ into His believers, that is, works the processed triune God into His chosen, redeemed, and transformed people to make them the constituents of the church, through which God may be expressed. The ultimate issue of the church will be the New Jerusalem in eternity future as God's full and eternal expression, which will also be God's eternal kingdom as the sphere in which He reigns in His divine life in eternity forever and ever. This should be the reality and goal of all gospel preaching today. This is the end of today's morning revival.